that smile got me spinning around. Don't even try acting like it ain't no thing. No, don't lie. You got it all figured out. Girl, that smile has got me spinning around. Don't even try. Closer, closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you,
101.1 FM, WHSM, Hayward, Muskie 101.
Well, good morning, welcome to the 7 o'clock hour here and the Remarkable Morning Show. Mark Lundin here with you, greeting you and getting you going this morning. 24 degrees outside. It's a bit chilly and a bit frosty. Might need your vehicle to warm up a little bit to get rid of that frost on the windshield. Otherwise, not too bad outside. I did hit a little bit of fog on the way in on County Road B near the casino as I come in from that direction. 22 out at the airport and 24 degrees up at the Couturier. We're looking at 49 degrees for a high today. It's not going to be too bad. We have clear skies right now. It might get cloudied up here as we get into the evening and overnight hours. They're expecting maybe a little sprinkle in the early morning hours of Saturday. A low of 35 tonight, so not as chilly as this morning. Saturday, a high of 53 and cloudy. It's going to be cloudy most of the day. A low of 38 on Saturday night into Sunday. 58 for a high on Sunday, mostly sunny skies. And Sunday is looking to be the beautiest of the weekend dates. Monday, we have a little sunshine greeting us to start off the week, and then we get back into clouds. And temps, high temps, mainly in the lower 50s throughout next week. So there you go. Make your plans accordingly for what you want to do outside with or without the weather. Lots of different things that you can be doing. But check it out. It's Friday. Time to make plans for what you're going to do this weekend. Here's Joe Nichols on Muskie Country.
Hang up that red dress. Let down your hair. Cancel those reservations, there's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now, girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I wanna see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that. Shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me the girl that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on. Barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song. Dancing around like a fool, starting her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's me that girl. Give me that girl.
Muskie 101.
Her telephone rang about a quarter till nine. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind. He said, "It's cold out here and I'm all alone. Didn't make the short go again, and I'm coming home. I know I've been away too long. I never got a chance to write a call. And I know this rodeo's been hard on us all. But I'll be home soon. And honey, is there something wrong?" She said, "Don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man." He said, "I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne." He left that phone dangling off the hook, then slowly turned around and gave it one last look. Then he just walked away. He aimed his truck toward that Wyoming line. With a little luck, he could still get there in time. And in that Cheyenne wind, he could still hear her say, she said, "Don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no man." He said, "I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne." Never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind.
We'll be right back. night. I'm envy to crack one wide open. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, and y'all know how it goes when it's up on a Friday night. Hey, sliding over my way, I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink. Stop until the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love, but you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes when it's up on a Friday. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes when it's up on a Friday night. Hey, sliding over my way, I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Country
101.1
Muskie 101.
Remember when I was young, so were you, and time stood still. Love was all we knew. You were the first, so was I. We made love and then you cried. Remember when? Remember when we vowed the vows and walked the walk and gave our hearts, made the start, and it was hard. We lived and learned life through curves. There was joy, there was hurt. Remember when? Remember when old ones died, new were born, life was changed, disassembled, rearranged. We came together, fell apart, and broke each other's hearts. Remember when?
The sound of little feet was music. We danced to week, brought back the love. We found trust, vowed we'd never give it up. Remember when? Remember when? 30 seems so old now looking back. Just a stepping stone to where we are, where we've been. Said we'd do it all again. Remember when? Remember when? We said when we turn gray, when the children grow up and move away, we won't be sad, we'll be glad for all the life we've had. And we'll remember when. Remember.
Had one beer. This sweet thing's got me buzzing from whispering in my ear. Just take a peek up in here at this little hot mess. Mister, you'll understand. I'm doing my best and I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. When she's all over control, all over the road. Don't wanna get no ticket, don't wanna cause no wreck. It's hard to concentrate with her pretty little lips on my neck. I say, girl, take it easy. She laughs, says it'll be fine. How am I supposed to keep it? Between the lines, yeah, I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. When she's all over me, I'm all out of control. All over. Playing gets her going. I'm trying to get her home as fast as I can go. And I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. Have a little mercy on me. Sir, I'm sorry, I know I'm all over the road.
You know what that introduction song means. It's time for our morning kazoo song.
Mm-hmm.
do this every morning. It's so much fun. I love it. Hey, you can join in the fun by shooting a video of you playing the kazoo song along with me every morning, 7:15. Once you record it, post it to social media, tag WHSM, tag the Remarkable Morning Show. My Northwoods Kazoo, otherwise known as the Northern Nerd Kazoo, kind of like that. You could really control that thing. So whatever kazoo you play, whether it's a traditional kazoo or the Northwoods Northern Nerd Kazoo, you got to get it. You got to play it with us this morning. Are you ready to do it again? We got some more time here. I want you to get your video camera out. Get that selfie ready. Even if you're in the bathroom with shaving cream all over your face, grab your kazoo and start kazooing with us here. Surprised if I find you on the street of Hayward and I give you a kazoo and say, here, play this for me while I videotape you. Or if I see you at our local grocery store and other store, grab me. I have kazoos with me. I'll give you one. Yeah, it'd be so much fun to see you.
This Saturday, October 25th, head to The Lot in downtown Hayward for Flannel Fest 25. The fun kicks off at 11 with a chili cook-off, community judging from noon to 3, and prizes for the top 3. The cribbage tournament starts at noon, bags at 1 with youth and adult brackets, double elimination with cash prizes and bragging rights, and enjoy live music by the Joe Post Band from 3 to 6, drink and snack specials all day, and door prizes just for wearing your flannel. The Lot, Hayward's spot for eats, beats, seats, and treats.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Get ready, Northwoods! Muskie Country 101 is fired up to help get the word out about your community events. From fundraisers and garage sales to car washes and craft fairs. If it's happening locally, Muskie Country 101 wants to shout it from the rooftops. Make sure your event is on our community events list. Email all the exciting details to community at WHSM.com. That's community at WHSM.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's the best way to stay connected in the Northwoods.
Muskie 101.
Supposed to do. the most country music.
It's totally awesome. Played great country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
We say goodbye, see you around. We turn our backs, then turn back around. We break up, we make up, and we make love. We can't seem to let go, girl. So I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with the closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think moving on's getting closer, I'm coming. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire that's burning? I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with the closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think moving on's getting closer, I'm coming.
Husky 101.
Man, I've been working too hard, 10-hour days and I'm tired. Damn this knuckle busted, backbreaking, no paying job. Know where I'm going from here. Hot-headed women, cold beer. Kick up my heels for a little while and do it country style. In my dirty old hat with my crooked little grin, granny beaded neck and these calloused hands, in a muddy pair of jeans with that Copenhagen ring. No need to change a thing. Hey, catching her eye, man, I keep wondering why. Ain't nothing special about her, all shucks country boy. Lord, she's sure looking good, like something from Hollywood. She got me thinking that I just might leave here with her tonight. In my dirty old hat with my crooked little grin, granny beaded neck and these calloused hands, in a muddy pair of jeans with that Copenhagen ring. No need to change a thing.
When the Lord comes calling, well, he ain't gonna have to holler, y'all. There'll be no trouble finding me in my dirty old hat with my crooked little grin. Granny beaded neck and these calloused hands in a muddy pair of jeans with that Copenhagen ring. No need to change a thing. Hey, y'all, I'm going out with my boots on. With my boots on. It's gonna take me home. Now with my boots on.
How the grass grows. Lost is what you find on a back road. Proofs in the whiskey, reds in the dirt, and hard work stops at the fence road. We stand for the flag, and if you don't like it, we don't care, 'cause we do things a little different around here. We're breaking 18 wearing army green. Truth is in the words and red we ring. Pride is what you say about where you're from. Heroes are daddies and mamas are love. Right is right and wrong is wrong. Yeah, we're doing things a little different around here. Easy's at the end of a long day. Free's how you feel, not what you pay. Simple's how we live. Yeah. Thanks is what we give. Come on. Roots in the ground's why we stay.
Why we stay.
Brave as 18 wearing army green. Truth is in the words in red we read. Proud is what you say about where you're from. Heroes are daddies and mamas are love. Yeah, right is right and wrong is wrong. Yeah, we're doing things a little different.
Listen to it all day at work.
Real country variety.
Muskie 101.
Six o'clock on Friday evening. Mama doesn't know she's leaving. Did she hear the screen door slamming? Rubber squealing. Gears are jamming. Local country station just a blaring on her radio. Pick him up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning. Girl, you better get your red head back in bed before the morning. O'clock the show is in, but the fun is just beginning. She knows he's anticipating, but she's gonna keep him waiting. Grab a bite to eat and then they're heading to the honky tonk. Loud crowds and line dancing just ain't what they really want. Drive out to the boondocks and park down by the creek, hey, where it's George Strait and real late and dancing cheek to cheek. Ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck. Comes up.
wine and dancing. Midnight starts a hard romance. And 1 o'clock that truck is rocking. 2 is coming, still no stopping. Break to check the clock at 3. They're right on where they want to be. And 4 o'clock get up, get going. 5 o'clock at Rooster's Crow. On his way, the stalls are clean, the horse is fed. They say she's grounded till she's dead. Well, here he comes around the bend, slowing down, she's jumping in. Hey, Mom, your daughter's calling, there they go again. Ain't going down till the sun comes up.
Today is Matthew Lean from the Lean Law Offices here in Hayward. Hello, sir. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
Good, good. So I wanted to talk about property damage. Now, there's a lot of different levels of property, but when I say property, I think of a house. And maybe I have some friends over, and it's in the middle of winter, and we were talking about, you know, I have some ice in the sidewalk. It's been there for a while, and I've tried to tell people to avoid it. I've tried to scrape it off, and it's still there. But so I just tell people, don't go there. And then one of my friends goes there, and he slips and falls and boinks his head. What can I do?
Well, Mark, I think you hit it right on the head. Oftentimes people have people over. You say, don't go X, go to X location. Inevitably someone does. Things to consider to see if you're liable is, number one, is it a commercial structure or is it your home? If it's your home, yeah. Question is, did you know about the problem area? How long have you known about the problem area? Did you take ways to or means to fix the problem area? Like in the case of ice, oftentimes people put salt on it, or they might put like a rubber mat on it or something like that.
Yeah.
Those are all things that you can do to mitigate your damages. Now, on the extreme end, you didn't know about it and someone slips on it. Frankly, I think that they would have a pretty uphill battle suing you or your insurance company. On the other hand, if you knew about a problem, you didn't tell anybody about the problem, you didn't do anything to fix the problem, then I think you might have some trouble.
Sure.
All right. And then the other thing to consider, too, is commercial. Wisconsin has a really great statute, and it's for commercial settings. It's called the Safe Place Statute. And the idea of the Safe Place Statute is this, that if you have a commercial place, you have to likely, in most circumstances, you have to adhere to the rules of, you know, safety, like that certain governmental entities put out. Like, did you fix the walkway? Did you build something correctly, et cetera? Another pitfall of that is if a building's been around for 100 years, you have to face what's called the statute of repose, and I think it's 7 years. So if there's like a structural defect in the building that's causing like water to run onto a sidewalk,
sure,
you're out with in respect to that. On the other hand, if the building is 6 months old, so obviously less than 7 years, then you can make a claim under, you know, faulty, you know, design or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So those are tough claims, though. Very, very tough case. Probably slip and falls are probably my least favorite types of claims. I've done well at some of them, but they are very fact intensive. And frankly, as a plaintiff's lawyer, unless someone does something affirmatively bad,
right,
I probably wouldn't take it. So, for example, sure, someone was at a restaurant. There's one way in to your booth and one way out from your booth to get outside.
Yeah.
And while you're eating, it's closing time, and a waitress comes between you and the door, again, the only exit, and then starts mopping the floor with ultra sudsy soap. Mm-hmm. And then the customer's done, and then they walk out. Well, they didn't have any other option. They fall, and they bust their leg or their wrist or something like that. So those are the things that I would worry about.
Okay. Something as simple, though, like clearing my sidewalk right here in front of the studio. We have a service that does the snow blowing and stuff, but if it's slippery out, I'm going to put some ice bite out there. But over time, the ice bite goes away, and maybe it snows a little bit, and now there's ice again, but I haven't gone out there and cleaned it off. But I've been making good effort to keep it cleaned off for safety, but then someone comes along, slips and falls right in front of my store. Is that sidewalk city property, or is that the responsibility of the commercial store owner?
You know, you said he had a service. If I were the plaintiff's lawyer, I would list the store owner. I would list the city. And by the way, you have to give the city notice of claim before you sue them. And then the second thing is if you have a service, like a third-party private service, I would list them. And oftentimes they have you sign a contract, and you sign a contract with them that if there's snowfall greater than X inches, they'll come and do it. And if they don't, they're probably on the hook.
Huh.
If that answers your question.
Right. But maybe it was less than that, so they're not on the hook to come clean it off because it was less than a certain measurement that the contract says.
True.
Well, so then it comes back to the owner of the property.
And or the city.
Okay.
If it's a public sidewalk.
Sure.
And it comes down to what would the reasonable person do, okay? You know, if there's 0.2 millimeters of snow out there, nobody's going to go clean it off.
Yeah.
It's not likely. If there's...
We live in Hayward. We can walk through more than that.
Right. You know, there's not two certainties in life, death and taxes. There's three certainties. Death, taxes, and you're always going to get snow in Hayward.
Yes.
You know, and then if you got 3 feet of snow, obviously get out there and do it. And then there's everywhere in between.
Right.
I can't envision a circumstance right now where someone would win as a matter of law as to liability as a defendant to get out in those circumstances.
Yeah. Okay. So we really didn't talk about property damage. We talked about injury on your property, but that's still good stuff to know. Let me know how people can get a hold of you in case they have a question about some property damage or someone gets injured on their property.
Sure. Call Lien Law Offices, 715-634-4273.
All right. Matt, thank you for coming in. We're definitely going to have you back. We got some more topics to talk about.
Thank you.
Music.
like that? How'd you know to turn up that song? How'd you know a little tore up jeans was gonna tear me up and turn me on? A girl is like you know me too good, but you barely know me at all. The yellow way it's going tonight, you probably know I'm ready to fall. Cause baby, you a little mind, baby, you a little mind reader. Yeah, that's what you are. You play it off a little shy, but baby, you're a heart stealer. And right here in this car, it's like you knew that smile was gonna melt me down. Like you know those lips are what I'm needing right now. Like you got a crystal ball, like you got a little gypsy side. It's like you knew that sweet perfume that you got on was gonna get me high. Well, how'd you know what I'm thinking right now? How'd you know what I was about to say? How'd you know to whisper it in my ear? Let's take this party back to my place. Baby, you a little mind, baby, you a little mind reader. Yeah, that's what you are. Down. Like you know those lips are what I'm needing right now. And girl, when you lay them on mine, yeah, it's like you're reading my mind. Yeah, that's what you are. It's like you knew just when to lean on in and take my hand like you had it all planned. And girl, you got me figured out. Down. Like you know those lips are what I'm needing right now. And girl, when you lay them on mine, yeah, it's like you're reading my mind.
Muskie 101.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is inviting residents to participate in Drug Takeback Day over the weekend. The event is held twice each year, giving Wisconsinites a chance to dispose of their unwanted or unneeded medications at collection sites across the state. Department of Health Services officials say the spring collection this year took in nearly 57,000 pounds of unwanted medications. The fall Drug Takeback Day will be held on Saturday, and a full list of collection sites is available on the Department of Health Services website. Xcel Energy officials are reminding residents to get caught up on their utility bills or work out a payment plan with their provider before the winter heating moratorium begins. Starting November 1st, utility companies will be prohibited from disconnecting heating services for non-payment. They are not, however, required to restart services for residents who have fallen behind on their bills. Anyone with outstanding utility bills should contact their providers to make payment arrangements or apply for financial assistance before the winter moratorium begins. A number of area residents spoke against proposed plans for a massive expansion project at the Sawyer County Airport at a Town of Hayward board meeting this month. Plans for the expansion project call for nearly 70 new aircraft hangars and a 1,000-foot runway extension, as well as new terminal buildings and control towers. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and National Parks Service have all sent letters to the Wisconsin Bureau of Aeronautics opposing the proposed expansion project. A section of Highway 53 in Douglas County was completely shut down in both directions on Wednesday afternoon following a fatal head-on collision. According to law enforcement authorities, the crash occurred at around 2 p.m. on Wednesday near Berg Park Road and Kent Road in Amnicon Township. Their initial investigation found that one of the vehicles was driving northbound in the southbound lanes, causing the head-on collision. The identities of the two victims have not yet been released, and the circumstances of the crash remain under investigation. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 32 for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Muskie 101.
Plays more country.
Muskie 101.
Well, this kitchen used to be a dance hall. Music on and the lights off, just you and I. Used to be perfume on your pillow. New day through the window, bringing out the blue in your eyes. Used to be four boots by the front door, but two ain't there anymore. And now it's just four empty walls where I'll lay my head and get no rest at all. The porch swing don't swing, the doorbell don't ring.
concrete. And numbers on a mailbox all used to be street. I guess you were right, I should have left when you did. The house you made a home is now just a house again. I guess you were right, I should've.